were driving through the country on a warm weekend to have themselves a mini holiday. And he said something that she didn't like, but she didn't say nothing right away. She said to herself, I don't want to cause a fight, I don't want to spoil this day, so we'll discuss it tonight. So they kept on driving, but he didn't have a clue, and he dug himself in deeper every mile. But she didn't say a thing, she just sat there and stewed. He couldn't see she was putting on a smile. She said to herself, I don't want to cause a fight, I don't want to spoil this day, so we'll discuss it tonight. At the end of the day, when he was hungry and tired, and the little one was sleeping in the back, that's when she decided it was time for that discussion. But to him it sounded more like an attack. She said to herself, I didn't want to cause a fight, I don't want to spoil this day, so we'll discuss it tonight. But he had a trying day with the kids in the crowds, but he enjoyed himself the best that he could. So when she started in to ripping him a new one, he thought he'd already taken more than he should. He said to her, if you didn't want to cause a fight, why did you wait to discuss it tonight? The moral of this story is, don't save it up on blow. There's no time like the present, you know. She said to herself, I don't want to cause a fight, I don't want to spoil this day, so we'll discuss it tonight.